There we go. Now, joined by Mark Fitzgerald after Limerick's defeat to Wicklow. Mark, you were already assured of a quarter-final place before the game today, but a very disappointing afternoon for your side?
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose any day you lose is a disappointing one. We came up here with the best intentions of keeping the momentum going, but you know what, we're just for whatever reason we just were a bit off it, like.
Yeah, a bit of a flatness to the performance. Have you had a chat with the guys? Maybe you're just out of the dressing room there. Anyone able to put their finger on what went amiss?
Look, I don't know really. Look, you know, the fact that probably we were already in the quarterfinal might have, you know, you would think has something to do with it. But, you know, I suppose the beauty of the next round now is that it's knockout, and if we produce a performance like that again, we won't go any further, you know.
Yeah, you were able to make some changes coming into the game. I think it was 5 and all.
Yeah.
Did you like what you saw from some of those guys? Did different things at different times? Because it wasn't all negative, of course.
No, it wasn't. And we had some good performances. And I suppose, look, you know, if you're trying to build a squad and if you're trying to build lads for the future, you've got to give them a bit of exposure. And, you know, Cormac Wolf there made he started, you know what I mean? And, you know, got probably an idea of how tough inter-county can be, you know. But, look... You know, we did a few good things, but just not enough, and we just weren't at the races really in terms of where we were over the last couple of weeks, and certainly not at the races and where we need to be, you know.
Yeah, there's time now, I suppose. There's preliminary quarterfinals for the other teams. You get to rebuild, recuperate, and all the rest of it. Does home advantage, does that carrot there, you've obviously secured that, does that give the guys an extra incentive to say, you know what, there's a very good chance we can get to what is an All-Ireland semi-final?
Well, I think there is, but it's like everything, it comes with a caveat. You know, if you play like that again, you won't be getting to any semi-final, you know, so we know that. Look, I mean, we've had enough of harsh lessons this year to know that, and I think the lads in the group know that ourselves, you know, so look, you know, all you can do is just move on from it, really. I just don't think you dwell on it too much. The lads had a good old chat inside, and we know it wasn't good enough, you know.
We got cleaned out today, seemingly, in midfield. You know, Dean Healy was completely on top of everything. Is that a worry, like?
I suppose it's always a worry when you get, you know, when you're losing ground around the middle. But I think, you know, to be fair to Colm McSweeney, Colm has been excellent for us all year. But, you know, we could have made 15 or 16 changes today, and I don't think it would have made a difference, you know what I mean? So, look, we just have to have a look at a couple of issues, really, and see where we can improve on it, you know?
Yeah, do you know when we got back to a point there after the penalty there, you know? Mm. We just couldn't keep the concentration up at all.
No, and they came back up the pitch, and I think Dean Healy, I think it was, might have got a point against straight away. So, look, you know, that is a worry. You know, that is a worry. And I thought that perhaps we had moved on maybe from some of those learnings over the course of the year. But, you know, I'd rather lose now than lose in 2 weeks' time, you know. And I suppose we probably earned the right to have a weekend off as such. But, you know, look, I don't think there's anyone inside the Limerick, inside the group that is happy with that, you know.
Were you a bit disappointed?